Prague, as any Czech schoolchild will tell you, is west of Vienna, and Czechs get notably prickly when their country is placed in Eastern rather than Central Europe. So there were loud murmurings of disapproval in the Czech media on Thursday after Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke of the Czech Republic, together with Poland, as being in Eastern Europe. But does it really matter, you ask? Well, yes. Rob Cameron reports.
Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister and one of its most experienced diplomats, speaking at a press conference in Moscow on Wednesday after meeting his Czech counterpart Karel Schwarzenberg. The two men are usually on friendly and certainly first-name terms, but Mr. Lavrov's description while answering a question about the planned U.S. missile defense shield in Poland and the Czech Republic of the two countries as being in Eastern Europe drew an immediate response from Mr. Schwarzenberg.
The radar definitely isn't placed in Eastern Europe. It's in Central Europe. Even the proposed, which is I'm not entitled to speak about because it is in Poland, but you can't even call Poland an Eastern European country. Just look at the geography.
To which Sergei Lavrov replied somewhat impatiently that even the UN defined the Czech Republic as being in Eastern Europe. There was no further debate on the matter in Moscow, but it was immediately remarked upon in Prague. Indeed, for at least one national newspaper on Thursday, it was the top story. Erazim Kohark is a professor of philosophy whose latest book, Half and Horizon, examines the theme of Czech identity.
Most unfortunate, and Mr. Lavrov is normally good and does not make that kind of mistake. But the difference is whether you think in geographic terms, in which case the definition of Eastern Europe is fairly clear. It is the area where Russian Orthodox Church is the dominant church, in which Cyrillic script is used in writing, and which has traditionally been a part of the Russian Empire. Central Europe, that is the part which used to be Austro-Hungary, and that includes clearly the Czech Republic. During the Cold War, when there was no Europe at all, when the world was simply divided between the East and the West, then we were considered East Europe, just as England was considered Western Europe. So I think that Mr. Lavrov here reverted to the old political way of thinking, Cold War division between East and West. But we are back to doing geography, not politics.
And some find Mr. Lavrov's old political way of thinking profoundly disturbing. Mikhail Romantsov is professor of political geography at the Metropolitan University in Prague.
If someone as a minister of defense or minister of foreign affairs is using those geopolitical expressions, he or she definitely know what he or she wants to say. So I think it was a political statement which was used not as a mistake, but it was used by purpose to show that Moscow again thinks that this part of Europe is or will be turned to the Russian zone of influence.
The search for a definition of Central Europe and the Czechs' place in it is nothing new. As far back as 1895, the man who would later become Czechoslovakia's first president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, was already rejecting the idea of the Czechs being next to the East. Almost a century later, Milan Kundera's seminal article, The Tragedy of Central Europe, in the New York Review of Books, re-examined the concept and found the Czechs were neither culturally nor historically attached to Russia, but firmly situated in a place called Central Europe, with their eyes looking very much to the West.
Rob Cameron reporting there on the meeting between the foreign minister and his counterpart in Russia, and where exactly the Czech Republic lies.